Over there, while you're picking up forms, there's also some fundraising forms. So please get those. C major, please. I am a singer, not I am a talker who's singing. I am a singer, everything's like that, and not like that. To, you ever see Samuel Raimi speak, the opera singer? Do a YouTube, Google Samuel Raimi on YouTube. Watch a video, goes, yes, today I'll be singing, and that's how he talks normally, just like he would sing. Ready, two, three. It's not about louder. Create a good instrument as opposed to kind of like a bad instrument, like a beginner fifth grade flute. You want to have like a beautiful flute. Better, better analogy is instead of a beginning violin, you want a Stradivarius. Okay, C major, please. I sigh to sing. It's not about louder, it's about using air and putting that into this beautiful space. Ready?
I sigh to sing.
You're gonna be done with it and say like, wow, that was easy, that was effortless, what did I do? It's like when you sing well, you don't really know what you're doing. The best singers I've ever had, they always have no idea what they're doing. They just sing, you know? The more you have to think about it, the harder it is in a sense. So just look for that kind of, it's establish your instrument, push air into this into your face, and hope to God you have a good voice. And if you don't, do the best you can. C major. Let's go to D, E-flat, E-flat.
I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing.
That's one.
I sigh to sing.
Good. Have a seat. Red River Valley, please. It's the copy. So, a couple things about this song before we start. First off, if you look up right below the title, you'll see the name Jack Zeno written in there. Jack is actually a Connecticut composer. Arranger. Went to UConn fairly recently. He's super, super in vogue right now. He seems to arrange a piece of music and everyone in the world wants to do it. So Jack is a Connecticut guy, so hopefully you'll like his arrangement of Red River Valley. You probably know this tune, Red River Valley, which is almost like the kiss of death when you're learning a piece of choral music. You know, because you're going to want to sing it the way you sang it in fifth grade chorus or whatever. Okay? The big thing is, You got to feel like this is a song that's more like in a swing style. You're probably going to want to sing it. From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your... You're going to want to square it all off. And it's written syncopated. From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet, right? So just realize it's going to be syncopated. Just channel your innest Memphis jazz, okay? All right, so let's cycle through a little bit, please, on the slow side. Okay, ladies, ready? And don't be timid, you'll figure it out. It's pretty easy. 2, 3, 4, sopranos, altos. Sorry, 3, 4, 1.
From this valley they say you are going.
1, 2. Different, and you just got to sort out the ending, okay? Let's skip to middle of the page, skip the little connection part. This is the second verse, measure 24. Okay, 3, 4, 1.
Come and sit by my side if you love me.
Walk free.
Do not
everybody. Excellent. Excellent. And a big thing you're doing when you're learning music is you're being aggressive, and then if you feel like you made a mistake, you make a mental note of it. Oh, longer, higher, shorter. You want to enjoy the discovery of the piece. Okay? Here we go. Third verse. Key change. 3, 4, 1. Verse tunes, and this is kind of the B part of the tune. Though the road, pitch, bass. 2, 3, 4. Sorry, page 6, measure 40. Though the road may wind and bend. 3, 4, 1. Measure 75, though the road may wind and bend. Though the road may wind and bend. That's that little. May wind and bend. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Every day, every hour, I
Very nice, that's the idea, okay? Hey, can we go back now and go to page beginning? And let's give it a second run through. Okay? Nice. So it's sort of a contemporary version of this old American folk song. Okay? Go from this valley, they say you are going. Move it along. 2, 3, 4, 1.
From this valley.
Not syncopated. It's one and four and. While a while. Two again. 2, 3.
While a while.
Good. Back it up, please. Where was it? Let's go back to top of three to get into that part. This is for they say. For they say you have taken the sunshine. One second. That has brightened. Oh, that's where it was. Measure 18, 19. Don't syncopate. Notice how it's a half note. And that when you're like going from syncopation, when you have a song like this, it's almost like your mind wants to go like, okay, when is it not syncopated? Syncopated means it's on the offbeat. This is syncopated. Ah, one and. That feeling of this, that's called syncopation. Okay. So when you, most of the song is a syncopation, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's da, 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 da. Get it? At least the concept? So just be aware of that. Sorry, show a question?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
we're syncopating that part.
Yeah, bright, measure 19, make sure you don't syncopate bright. So can we go top of 3, 2, 3, 4, 1.
For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our path for a while.
Go second verse. Lower three parts. I'm sorry, measure 24, 25. Yep. Come and sit. So sopranos don't sing, just altos, tenors, and basses. One voice part, please, on. And one.
Come and sit by my side if you love me.
One breath.
Do not hasten to me.
We're going to say adieu. We're not going to say the French adieu. We're going to say adieu, right? Because it's an American folk song. So bid me adieu, not bid me adieu. Okay? Tenors, be aware of just the harmonies in middle of page 5, measure 35, just going up to that, the last three notes. Valley. Just get that in a little bit closer. Okay? It's not quite right yet. All right, can we add the soprano, second verse, measure 25, page 4. Awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe.
Come and sit by my side if you love me.
Good, awesome. More bass and tenor. It's like 50, 40 women singing against 20 tenors and basses, okay? So more harmony, okay? And ladies, maybe just take it down a notch. One, two, three, four, one.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu.
One, two.
But remember the Red River Valley and the one who is your friend, so true friend, so true.
Go! Just get out of the habit of breathing between. Though the road may wind and bend, you will. Don't breathe there. Right? Though the road may wind and bend, you will always have a friend. That's the thought. Singers have a habit of, if it's a long note, they want to breathe after it. Always think like, what is the sentence? This also happens, next page. Every day, top and seven, every day that we're apart, I will hold you in my heart. No breath there as well. Next thing, can you do a little bit, you're doing great, but can you do a little bit better at counting the cutoffs? You're still very sloppy on, for example, though the road may wind and bend, you will always have a friend. Waiting here in this Red River Valley. Oh, you're not precise in your cutoffs. You sort of drift away. So just try and count the cutoffs. Does that make sense? And the final thing is you're not all quite feeling this rhythm top of page six. Though the road may wind and bend. It's not though the road may wind. It's road may wind and bend. Say that. Ready, two, three.
Road may wind and bend.
Again, listen. Though the road may wind and bend. Two, three, four, speak.
Though the road may wind and bend.
Feel it. Yeah. Though the road may wind and bend. Yeah. We will bop, bop, beep, bop, bop. Just a little more jazzier, a little more pop. This is the back half of the program, right? So if you notice, the songs we're doing now are more a little bit pop, poppy, jazzy kind of stuff. And the first half is more. You're kind of classical. Okay, though the road, 41. Bass and tenors, you doing okay on the B section? Mm-hmm. You sorting it out? I mean, do I have to go over? Okay, though the road, everyone. Awesome, you sound so fantastic, so I want to give you the next thing to think about. Don't out-sing the other three parts. If you don't hear the other three parts, you need to back off. Okay? Two, three, four, one.
Though the road may wind.
Don't forget out those bottom of page. Very nice, everybody. Bottom of page six. Remember that. Everyone listen, though. Second measure. Every time you look at the word red, every time you have stuff you're moving, the other parts aren't, you need to bring that out. Remember that. In all of music. Waiting here in the red river. You got to bring out any moving parts. Other parts don't move on. Always. Good. I think we can go on for now. Can we go to page eight, verse three? Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Only thing different here is key change, right? Two, three, four, one.
There's a world far beyond this sweet valley.
Up, two.
There are people you'll meet on the way.
So stop for it, so tune that note out. Venture. Hey, shh. Measure 6970. Measure 6970. Just realize it's kind of a climax part before we sort of go into the rest of the song. So just see the big crescendo there. Tell me stories of every adventure. When you return. Then it goes back to the tune. So there's kind of a hang out on those measures a little bit. Okay. What else was it? Oh, I know what it was. I'm not sure basses you're getting your note 66. So can we take
no,
it?
No, we didn't. So
basses and tenors from middle of page 8. There are people. And that's your note, by the way.
There are people. Tell me stories. Tell me.
Okay, 1, 2, got bass and tenors. There are people. And breathe.
There are people you'll meet on the way.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Tell me stories of every adventure.
Someone's off in here. Venture. Can I see natural flicker? Venture. Tell me stories, bass and tenor, top of the page. And 1, 2. So I would circle that note basses. That C sharp surprises you.
Tell me stories.
You don't want to do that. You want to do something else. Tell me stories, probably.
Tell me stories.
And it's against, you just got notes coming. It's against the B and the tenors. Okay, right there. And 1.
Tell me stories of every adventure.
1.
When you return to this valley, one day.
Good. Everybody please from nice. Top page 8, measure 59. There's a world far beyond. 2, 3, this is top page 8. 2 beats before 59. 3, don't let drag. 3, 4, 1. Okay, going on, measure 92, beats before measure 92. Don't slow down. 3, 4, 1. Nice job. So there's obviously that page 4, the measure and a half that we haven't figured out, but it's the same. It's the same stuff we just did at the end, right? So you just gotta bluff through it for now. Okay. And you cannot buy this music, real music. Jack has made it where you can only download copies. So it's kind of interesting. You can't buy the copy. Yeah, I'm sure there's some money making thing involved there, but anyway. Okay, and begin. One. Did last week. This is letter A. Raisonnette et laudibus, pour Yukonis plaudibus. Okay, let's get through and get in our heads a little bit. Our goal is to review all this and then add in the beginning fanfare. Raisonnette et laudibus, ready, and.
Raisonnette et laudibus.
But it's the wrong character. It can't be raisonnette et laudibus. I was thinking about this one day when I was running this week. I don't know what I do, but the first part of this song needs to be ya da pa 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 pa, and then when you get to page 7, soon team played. It's a different character. It's a different. If you think of painting, it's a different color. Okay. Now, how do I do it differently? I don't know. Here's what I do. If I was to do the beginning like you just did it, just watch me, I guess. Raisonnette et laudibus, cum jucundis plausibus si. That's kind of my interpretation of how you're doing it. What I want is raisonnette et laudibus, cum jucundis. So I'm going to do it one more time. You try to look at me. What am I doing differently to make that different color or different texture? Here's A. Raisonnette et laudibus, cum jucundis. Here's how I want it. Then I'm up. Raisonnette et laudibus, cum jucundis plausibus, si on confide. So what am I doing differently? I can feel one thing I'm doing totally different.
Raising your eyebrows.
What?
Raising your eyebrows.
More facial expression, what else? Just something much more specific. Emphasis, and if you notice the first time, I'm not moving my mouth at all. Raisonnette et laudibus si. I'm really like
emphasizing
the words, okay? So, now, don't let it screw you up. I don't want to hear raisonnette et laudibus. I don't want to be legato. Megan, thank you. Ready? Raisonnette. Well, it says it too, by the way. Rhythmic, slightly detached. Ready? And.
Raisonnette et laudibus, cum jucundis plausibus, si o confidelibus, apparuit quem genuit maria.
So let's take the next verse, letter B, and emphasize the same thing. Now, there are three articulations in music. There's staccato, marcato, and legato. Staccato is everything's detached. Re, so net, in loud, deep, boost. Marcato is emphasized. Re, so net, in loud. Do you hear the difference?
Yeah.
All right, legato is connected. Re, so net, in loud, deep, boost. I mean, if you start with those three articulations, which one applies to this song? You're off to a good start in making music. This song at the beginning, letter B, is marcato. Okay, so can we sing it from letter B? So I don't want it to be staccato, that's the reason I say that. I don't want it to be raisonnette, raisonnette in la, and within that sort of marcato, I still want to hear that. Does that make sense? I don't want raisonnette, I want raisonnette in laudibus, cool. I want the phrase in a marcato articulation, okay? Remember now it's two parts, raisonnette, ready, and letter B, and.
Raisonnette in laudibus, cool.
Better. But better. It still needs to be a little bit more. I still feel a little bit too legato, okay? But let's live with that for now. Can we skip to page 9, letter E? And this desk stand is can't have the DNF. Yeah? Si o la da ta mi num salva tona. Just those two notes, okay? And the melody is si o la da do mi. So you can pronounce this the tune, right? Everybody, letter E. And the desk stand goes down. The second pronounce on the next page. Letter E. Ready, and.
Si o la da do mi num salva tona la mi num.
Desk camp part? Yeah, so Katrina go to second. okay? Go to sing the melody. I need way more melody. I have plenty of it for those, the top part, okay? I need way more from the second soprano. Okay? Si laude Dominus. This is the tune, right? Okay, just sing out. Hey, can we now go back to letter C, page 7? Hopefully by now you understand, I hop around with light sections and then put them back together, right? Okay, so you can almost be in the guess what I'm going to do next. Did you do that ever? Good piano players are supposed to do that. Did you do that? I'll just paper on your just say yes.
Nice intro. Good piano.
The best compliment I can give an accompanist is I don't notice them. That's the best compliment I can give. So if I don't pay attention to Emma, that's like giving her a compliment. A accompanist wants to collaborative pianist, sorry, updated term, sorry, old school accompanist is supposed to kind of enlarge what you're doing, but I'm not supposed to be like, okay, now stay on the beat, all right? Okay, anyways, that's neither here nor there. Page 7, letter C. So we'll do it once. Remember, sopranos, it suit in playtaque, pre, tic, si, Gabriel. If you hesitate because of all your little wishy-washiness, it's going to be in trouble. You gotta spit it out. Sunt in playtaque pre dixit Gabriel. Okay? This is letter C. Ready? And. Too fast. Sunt in plata cre predixit Gabriel. Predixit Gabriel. Say that 3 times. Go.
Predixit Gabriel.
You're falling forward, which means you're starting to rush. Predixit Gabriel. It's a strange thing in music. A fast rhythm doesn't mean to go faster. It just means to do the rhythm accurately. Predixit Gabriel. Predixit Gabriel. Ready? And.
Pray, Dixie, Gabriel.
Some of you getting to the Izzy earlier. Pray, Dixie, Gabriel.
Pray, Dixie, Gabriel.
Better. Can we do the letter C? And I just want to reinforce the sopranos and tenors getting your pitch off the alto and basses. Here we go, letter C. Sol. I think you want to sing sol. And it's sol to your third higher sopranos. Sunt in plata, sunt in plata. Ready, letter C, and.
Sunt in plata.
Yeah, but you're dragging. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sunt in plata, sunt in. Ready, and.
Sunt in plata.
So basses are too low, so basses are too low. Bass alone, ready, and.
Sunt in plata.
There you go, together, let us see. And.
Sunt in plata.
I noticed too. Go!
Sunt in
plata.
Gabriel.
Yeah, sunt in plata. Predixit Gabriel. Gabriel. Second soprano, more second soprano. Okay, good again. And one thing that'll help you, try and fit it in with everything around you. Sunt in plata de Gabriel. Sunt in plata de. One more time, C. And.
Sunt in plata.
Sunt in plata. Sunt in plata de Gabriel.
Oh. And. Ascending intervals, you totally undershoot it. So going from the X mavi to the V, not even close to getting that right. Okay? And then when you get to the mid 62, going from the last note top of 8 to the first note bottom of 62, not even close to that one. As a section, some of you. Let's go out to the D. Ready? And. Okay, good. Can we take everyone top of eighth letter D, please? Ready? F. One more thing, letter D, a couple things. No breath until before the est. Ex Maria Virgine est natus rex. And then look at those accent marks. Natus rex, big crescendo. Est natus rex. Crescendo, right? So remember on crescendos, back off a titch, a snitch, and then go. One more time, letter D. And everybody go on this time. Ready, and. Sorry, you've got like a sort of annoying habit of when it's lowering your voice, you feel like, just sing lightly. There's a tendency in bass sections like the when they get down to that, oh, I'm really going to be manly now, that you just screw it up. You should be sick. Have a seat, please. I can tell you how you know if you're doing it right or not, what you feel right here. If you feel like this kind of musculature, act, you feel muscular there, you're pushing. The curse of basses is trying to sound manly.
What are you saying?
No, you kind of do it naturally, right? You kind of do it naturally. You have a disadvantage because most tenors who are real tenors, and you're a real tenor, you sound like a real tenor, you're more like Barry tenors, you guys are women. Okay. I mean, but I'm just saying. So in a way, they have it easier because the tenor singing voice sets in a singing place. The bass singing voice, you gotta be careful not to put it into your speaking place. You always gotta keep it up until you're almost like sing like a tenor, especially the lower you go, because a lot of you are just not even close to the pitch. Not a lot. Some. Okay. One more time. C. Yep, go on, roll it up.
Ex Maria.
Ready?
Ex Maria.
In your music, something they'll tell you that when you get to the ayahs, it needs to be one click more forte than what you just finished on Rex. Right? Natus Rex, ayah, ayah. And then in my music, it says forte all the way through to the end, so keep it strong. Ayah, 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 ayah. Okay, we need to move on for now. Can we go to the beginning? So this is just like a fanfare. Raisonnette, 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 in laudibus. Raisonnette, 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 in. Can we speak it, please? Speak it, please. Ready? Bass.
Raisonnette, 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 in laudibus.
Crescendo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Resonate in laudibus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Resonate in laudibus. Christus sanctus est.
bad, but circle of retard. Resonant in laudibus brat, Christus natus. Big retard that has set up the tune, okay? Not bad. So, my little soprano darlings, just realize when you divide, you just gotta pivot. By pivot, I mean the note that you created harmony from unison. So look at the word in. Second soprano says pivot down, first soprano says pivot up. Alto, same thing, just know where you pivot. Okay? Can we do everyone from the beginning singing, please? Ready, voice parts, Emma, and up.
Resonate.
Not bad. One more time to reinforce it. Ready, and.
Resonate.
Emma's gonna play it if you, as much as you can play it. Loudly, Emma. Now here's the bottom loudly moves. Whenever you're ready. So it's different, right? It's different. So you just gotta make. It's just as easy in the sense that look at the note you're coming off sopranos. At the top you're coming off a B and you pivot up and down. At the bottom you just have to pivot a third higher for sopranos and then a half step down. Second time. Okay, everyone, one more time. Basses, you sort it out. Yeah, sort it out.
Yep.
Okay, ready, beginning. And just think of it as a second time, just like cranking it up a notch. Ready, and. If you put something into that space, you won't make a mistake. But some of you still go, raisonne, bah! Just raisonne, ah! Feel something in that eighth rest. Ready? Go.
One, two, three, ah, parui.
Don't watch my hand. One, two, three, ah,
parui.
Again.
One, two, three, ah, parui.
Again, go.
One, two, three, ah, parui.
Yeah, the key is don't clap and say ah at the same time. Clap in the ahs after. One, two, three, ah. You do not say a word until you go ah, ah, ah. Ready? Speak.
One, two, three, ah, Halloween.
So cute. Some people are trying to catch me. Just it go. One, two, three, ah. I'm not going to do anything. Ready? Start.
One, two, three, ah, Halloween.
I give up. Let her out. By the way, if you heard yourself and no one else was saying anything, you were wrong. Ready? But I appreciate the effort. Holy A, ready, and.
Holy A, Holy A.
There are three sort of sections, letter F to the N, that we're building. Section one builds the section two, builds the section three, and then we've got the apostrophe. Where does that happen? Where's the end of section one if letter F is the start of section one?
Measure 9.
Yes. So, hodie, 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 aparu, more. Hodie, aparu, eat more. Hodie, hodie, hodie. And then aparu, right? Do you feel that?
Yep.
Okay. Can we try, please? So, pace yourself so that happens. Letter F. Tenors and basses, when you have the whole top of 11, ho-di-a, accent the eighth note a little bit, because they've got ho-di-a against ho-di-a, ho. You get lost a little bit that texture. Ready, letter F? And go.
Ho-di-a, 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 ho-di-a.
But do you realize you're behind? Do you know you're behind? Ho-di-a, ho-di-a, you're behind. I don't know if it's you're singing too heavy, I don't know if you don't feel the pulse, but you're behind. Ready? Again.
Ho-di-a, 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 aparu.
Breath, go!
Ho-di-a, 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 aparu.
Boy!
Ho-di-a, ho-di-a, ho-di-a.
1, 2, 3.
Aparu-it.
And then, sure. Aparu-it. And if it's too high, go down the octave. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because it's all unison. The whole song, up we go, please. Bravo, everybody, thank you. This is our opener, by the way.
No pressure.
It's so funny when I heard it. And this is hilarious. People's reactions are hilarious. I said it's the opener. Was that you, Megan?
Okay.
And Megan goes, no pressure. Do you not realize there is absolutely no pressure in anything we're doing?
Yes, of course.
Ever?
Of course.
We're singing. Okay. That's resonant. Ready? I actually think it's cool because it's such a ba 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 ba. And then we end with a ba ru and the audience is like, all right, let's go. Ready? And up.
Resonate.
A little more bite because there's not as many of you. Raisonnette, just sort of cuts through a little bit. Mm-hmm. Imitate what they do. And again, don't get too raisonnette. Just in tune. Ready? And.
Raisonnette.
AAC. What the heck happened?
Raisonnette.
More oomph. Are you not getting your part? Is you need to get your part from someplace? Can you play the first three notes? Play the bass, tenor, alto, soprano, the first note. Ready? And. That's what you gotta hear, right? Okay. That's the first one I do, so great job. Ready? And go.
Resonate in body.
Thank you. job, everybody. Take a load off. Give me your stars to hold. Bravo. Great job. Great job. Good job, everybody. There you go, Emma.
Emma!
Hello, I didn't notice you.
Hey! Nice job, everybody. I know there's a few things in there, but I think you're getting the feel of it anyway, right? So we'll tweak it out a little bit more. All right. So let us kind of relax our vocal cords and find some beauty for some. Okay? Let's go through it and see what we remember. There's the beat. One, two. Oh, look at that. Graceful tranquility. So let's try something out there. Two, three, four. Find that second place. Singing in Cumbrio, Capella Cantorum, Middletown Chorale, Hartford Chorale, college choirs like that, this song is not in your mind as much as others are. It's a more Eric Whitaker kind of contemporary collegiate a cappella sound. So what does that translate to? Just don't sing as like virtuosic, like if you're doing like the Brahms Requiem. Or if you're doing like the Beethoven's Ninth or something, it needs like a whole different attitude. And again, as I hinted at this last week, I'm not diminishing one over the other. I sing in concor. All we do is Bach and Handel, and Mozart, and stuff like that, and it's great. All I'm saying, it's different than this. So just keep in mind as you're singing that you find this kind of lighter, calmer, easier sound, and not this kind of. Right, this kind of Beethoven thing, right? Just ease, okay? One more time, and that was great. You guys are all a little, and I think it's because you're counting again, I think you're a little bit tentative pretty much every entrance you ever sing. So, for example, measure three, give me your stars. You've got two measures to be on time, on pitch, okay? So just know where that comes in. Do you sing along in your mind with the beginning two measures, or you just kind of wait for your entrance? Don't answer, please. But you should sing along. Or, for example, basses and I guess it's altos. Page three. You should kind of be singing along in your mind when the sopranos and tenors sing, so then you come in time and on pitch, right? You can't like turn your mind off and on. Peter Bagley used to say, and I'll get off of this, you know, like basically when she drops the downbeat till the song's over 3 minutes later, it should feel like one story. It shouldn't have this on off switch all the time. So here we go one more time. It was good, but just keep those things in mind. Ease of sound and being in rhythm. Three, four. Got the pitch. And
give me your
clean beginnings is, remember that whole thing about consonants take time, right? I noticed on the word give. You gotta put that G way ahead of time, or when you land on the beat, it's gonna be late. So remember that rule about the vowels on the beat, the consonant is the head of the beat? If you go give, does that make sense? It's Robert Shaw, if you want to look it up. Robert Shaw, like the vowel comes on the beat, the consonant is just a nanosecond ahead of the beat. And if you're late with that, it's going to be, it's going to be a clip. Okay, going on though. Going on, just going on. 2, 3, 4. I'll send you a couple choirs that have this kind of sound that we're looking for this piece. Hey, going back to a couple things, it's draggy. So can we take it from top, page 5? And just, we're passing around the tune here, right? As the tide to the pool, by the shore, it is mine forevermore. It ebbs and then you take over the tune, right? So we gotta make sure we pass around the tune. And when you get to the tune, don't drag. I don't know if that's making sense, but when you get to the part where you're standing out, singing the melody, okay? And remember, bass is more air. It ebbs, not it, it, don't do a glottal. It, but it, air first and then sound. Air first and then sound. Okay? Good. As the and only criticism I have is if you can make it, remember that whole, as the tide to the pool, as opposed, as the tide to the pool by the shore, as the tide to the pool by the shore. Just think more legato. Ready? Everybody, top of 5, 3, 4, 1.
As the tide to the pool by the shore.
When we get to sessions like this, you have to be aware of when you're doing different things and when you're coming together. And if you look at page 5, the place where you come together is on a really important word. See that? As the tide to the pool by the shore, it is mine forevermore. Right? So that's a moment of arrival you artistically have to be aware of. Make sure you kind of lean into the forevermore. And I use that as an example, but for the whole song, think like that. Bravo, better, more. Ready? As the tide. And one.
As the tide to the pool by the shore.
Taking too long getting through that. So it echoes.
It echoes.
Oh, okay, it echoes. Sorry.
That's why we
welcome back. Get out of here. I'm sure that's what it was. It echoes like the 3, 4, 1.
It echoes hard back like the sea.
Yeah, again. So now you're. got three things going on. We got the draggers, the people are going to do it exactly right, and the people are like, we're not going to drag, I'm going to rush. So just let it lay into the pocket, right? And even more importantly, it sounds like bass and tenors. And look at the notes, it's unison.
Yeah.
No, no, but what I mean is like your colors, it echoes like back and so the blend is off, so try and listen to each other more. Ready? Oh, besides that, it was great. 3, 4, 1.
It ends up bad like the sea.
Going on. This is two measures. Emma's going to start top of 9, and you can just come in at your next entrance, bottom of 9. 3, 4. Like the beginning. 2, 3, and 4.
Give me your stars to hold.
Totally missed top of 10. Can you put bottom of 9? Pair of glasses, ladies. Go faster. So you end up, give me your stars to hold. When sunset burns and dies. When sunset burns. It's più mosso, più mosso. Okay? Bravo. Very, very nice. Can we just take it from top of 10? Was it the tempo, or did you guys put it from the okay. I think you had the tune, just to be more John on the rhythm. 2, 3, everybody, top of 10. 3 and 4.
When sunset burns and dies. When sunset burns and dies.
Move on. I'd love to do it again. Maybe we'll have time at the end. Hey, perfect example. Remember that one of Russ's favorite things to say? You know, I'm in search of always saying something original, because most things I say I just stole from somebody. But I think it is an original Russ saying that no one else in the world I've ever heard say except me. When it all sucks, it's hard to know where the sucking starts and stops. When it's good, the sucking stands out. So this song is getting to the point where the song, it's really, really pretty good. So like when basses, you come in bottom of 13 on that give, it just like, it just wasn't there. Now, I'm not sure if you were late getting your eyes to the bottom of the page, not sure if it's like the second time you've done it, whatever the excuse may be, but it just, you just gotta make sure you know what each of the notes are, so there's not any suckage. Let's go together, please. Yeah.
So on page 10, we're cutting off on
beat 4,
right?
Yes. Correct. I tried to show it the second time through, but people weren't watching, because I know it's the first time. At this page 10, it's when sunset burns and dies off, dies off. Yeah. In general, because you're doing so well and you're improving, but you're not the best counters in the room, in the world. Probably the best counters in the room. So just try and look up at endings. Okay, together. Or you could hang on the stars, is it like, I love being a soprano.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. Can we just live up there for a while? The vowel is nice. It's actually not the best note, because it's an F. It'd be actually better if it wasn't. For you guys to say that scared of it, but it's kind of in a crack version. You know, it's not necessarily the best part of that F, you know. But for some of you, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. So up we go, please, and let's kind of go through it. Oh, by the way, the guest artist for the concert is going to be Melanie Kamez, going to be your Ledger High School Chamber Choir here as the guest artist. And Melanie was the director before me here, and she took over my spot at Ledger, and Melanie's a former student of mine as well, so it would be kind of nice to bring the band back together. Her group's singing at ACDA Eastern Convention in Providence in February, so she wants to get her group out a lot to sing different venues and different people, and they'll be a perfect example of the kind of style we're looking for in the song I was just talking about. They sing a lot of that Eric Whitaker kind of style in their music. So be too late then. So this is the same thing. This is the last song of the concert, actually. So it's just this kind of pop light sound with the mama's cry and the lady's sigh. So, 3, 4. 1. One more time. It's not a full two bar intro. It's 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, 0. So you're going to want to wait like two. Instinctually, you're going to wait 2 full measures of the intro. It's 1.5. So it comes in a little earlier than you anticipate. And when you guys come in, just make sure it doesn't sound any kind of what we've been talking about all night. You know? All together. That happens for a lot of reasons. By the way, bassist, I hardly ever pick on you, so it's okay to pick on you one night. Like, what? Sopranos. Towards the said I always pick on the bassist.
Really?
Anybody in here who doesn't think I pick on them the most is not paying attention.
Absolutely.
We continue this, don't we?
Yes.
All right, here we go, one more time. And 3, 4.
Together.
3 and 4 and 1 and 2. Because, you know, I've told you this before, I'm a real words guy. I love reading, I love poetry, I love plays and stuff like that. That's really kind of my sweet spot. And so I'm always drawn to text, and this whole idea of this poem, to me, I wanted to share it with you and have you experience it within this song. But I was worried that it's written in a little bit of a style that maybe some of you aren't used to, so you weren't going to like it or something like that. But then when Michelle and I were running or talking today, I said, do you like this song? And you said you really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she explained to me why. So she's going to try and tell you why without crying.
No, I'm going to cry. So I just said that I felt like it, instead of thinking of it, my mom is sick. And so, instead of thinking of it like as an end, mm-hmm. think of it like where we're all headed. We're all headed together. And whether it's my mom that I'm walking home, or whether it's just a person I meet in Stop and Shop that I have a minor like conversation with, we're all so connected. And mm-hmm. we're all really just walking each other to that final destination. Sorry about that.
Where did you get that from? Because wasn't it on something too?
Oh, yeah, there's some meme or something that talks about that. Really what we're all doing is just walking to a
park. Ram Dass, is that Ram Dass?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, and especially in this day and age we live in now, no matter where you stand on things that are going on in the world, I'm sure we all can agree. It's good to try and remind ourselves we're all just walking each other home. You know, no matter where we are, no matter where our politics are, no matter what our different things are. You know, if anything, it's a time to probably the biggest time in my lifetime, because I was too young during the Vietnam and all of that. Probably the biggest time in my life right now that we really need to remember what binds us and not separates us. So I hope you like the song as much as Michelle and I do. But if you don't, if it's not in a style you like, just kind of give it some time. If you do love it, bonus, okay? So I think I just want to do it one more time and then we'll call it a day. And the big thing in this song is two things that I'm hearing so far. I know we got to learn sort out some pitches as well, but the two bigger picture things is just remember you're trying to, you know, find each other in the rhythm. Don't overread the page. Try and find, oh, we learn and we grow as we walk. It's almost like a Taylor Swift song. You know, it's like a pop song, okay? So don't overthink the rhythm. Just try and find each other. Obviously, the rhythm is important. The other thing is we end up on the word together and sing a lot for a long time. Everyone we're singing so far is really out of tune. Right, because it's a bad word to sing. Together. That's probably gonna confuse you, but just be aware of tuning that last note every time we land on together. Just be aware of tuning. Okay, so let's get set up and sing one more time. And we'll use Megan's thing of no pressure. I'm gonna say it in front of you. There is no pressure.
There's no pressure.
I understand. I can understand how I'm a kind of guy who directs a choir where you could feel pressure because I'm pretty, you know. But in my mind, you're wonderful. You know, I'm just a romantic kind of guy. I'm like this and I'm like this. I'm not like that. Okay, that's the way I am. Okay, 3, 4, 1.
As we walk each other home.
I want to tell you how much you're putting.